The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, hey, thanks for coming back and thanks so much for listening. I think I have some of the best guests around. I got to tell you, I'm enthralled with their knowledge and I'm happy to have them share it with you. But guess what? You just got me this segment and we're going to be talking about, I've just been so fascinated with these electronic cigarettes and what the heck are they? And are they actually helping people get off the, I guess, regular cigarettes? Or are they, is it a gateway into smoking really the real cigarettes? But okay, let's talk about what they are, because I swear to you, and a lot of this information comes from Holistic Primary Care. It's the news for health and healing. You can find out about those guys at holisticprimarycare.net. But in recent years, there has been an explosion. And I've got to tell you, I was just in New York the other week and everybody is, it's the in thing. There's been an explosion in the popularity of these e-cigarettes, these electronic cigarettes. And of course, you know, they are marketed as trendy alternative to traditional tobacco products. They're known as e-cigs. And they're often touted to be safer. Okay, now I want to know, as the myth-defying hat that I put on sometimes, like, is this a marketing campaign touted to be safer, healthier substitutes for conventional cigarettes, or is there something else going on? Well, I got to tell you, I know this. They were first sold in China in about 2004. They are smokeless. Okay, so they're battery-powered devices that resemble cigarettes or other everyday objects such as pens. I mean, I've seen pens. At first I was like, what the heck is that person doing with that knife? It wasn't a knife, it was an e-cigarette, okay? And what they do is they contain these small cartridges that hold a liquid mixture, typically comprised of propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin, nicotine, and special flavorings. So it's kind of like all of the different marijuana that you can get. There's different flavors, etc. All right. So heat produced by the battery vaporizes this liquid, which is inhaled through the mouthpiece and exhaled as a fine mist. So even though you're seeing something, it's just a mist. It's not smoke. For me, as a non-smoker and as an athlete and as somebody who really cares about their health, I really would rather somebody be in front of me smoking an e-cigarette than I would somebody smoking a regular cigarette, because I have to smoke or breathe in that air as well. Now, listen to this. In 2013, retail sales of electronic cigarettes exceeded $1 billion in the United States alone, according to Forbes. Okay, so this is really kind of rivaling, I would say, the tobacco products industry, which is a pretty darn powerful industry. But I guess the question for me is, are they any healthier? I mean, I think consumers certainly think so. They definitely think so. I mean, I think consumers, especially if there's great marketing, would think that something like this is healthier, because there is no combustion of tobacco and paper and no inhalation of smoke. I mean, many users believe that the vaping is healthier than smoking. But given the lack of research, I think, on the health impacts of e-cigarettes, to me, it's just really unclear just how sort of this idea of vaping stacks up against old-fashioned cigarettes. I mean, I think for the most part, the jury, I would say, whether the risks outweigh the benefits or the benefits outweigh the risks is completely out. The thing too, it's like, I know that regulation is on the rise. I think while the FDA is expected to issue regulations soon, there is currently no federal oversight of these e-cigarettes as an industry, but I think that's going to come on. I think despite legislative efforts to curb use among minors, some e-cigarette liquid manufacturers appear to intentionally be targeting adolescents. That's the thing that gets me. These e-juices, okay? Because basically, I mean, the liquid tobacco solutions, they're available in a wide range of nicotine concentration. So you're still getting nicotine. You're still, and nicotine receptors in your body, my gosh, it is. And I think I smoked when I was back in the band when I was, I don't know, 20 something. But, and I've never done heroin, but I have been told that nicotine, is a substance that is even more addicting than the powerful drug as heroin. And those receptor sites, once they get it, whether it's in the smoking form or the vaporizing form, you are still filling up those receptor sites. And when those receptor sites downregulate and they start going, we want more, we want more, it is an addiction. It's an addiction. And I think this is the big thing. Okay, so the vaping might be a little bit more beneficial than smoking because you're not, don't have the the inhalation of the tobacco or the paper or the carcinogens or perhaps the herbicides, pesticides, et cetera, that's used on the tobacco crops. But is it creating an addiction? I would say absolutely yes. I also think that, you know, I think that another benefit, they don't contain the tar and arsenic associated with tobacco smoke, but they do contain a host of compounds that are really, we don't know. Aside from artificial flavorings and herbal enhancements, e-cigarettes liquids may contain additionally potential ingredients such as diethylene glycol. I mean, that's pretty much been known as a carcinogenic. It's toxic. Diethylene glycol. It's an ingredient that's used in antifreeze. And so I think there's other impurities too, and we just don't have the data regarding myosamine that is also in there, anabasine that's also in there. There's just impurities. And so we just don't have the data. Actually, there was a study I pulled up. There was a recent study of e-cigarette vapors that demonstrated that the vapor mist exhaled by e-cigarette users releases volatile organic compounds. We know this is VOCs and ultrafine particles into the environment, albeit in lower concentrations than regular cigarette smokes, but they still are releasing those toxic compounds into the environment. And then obviously you're smoking them, or excuse me, inhaling them or vaporizing them into your lungs, but it definitely could also contribute, as I care about, to secondhand toxic exposure and air pollution. Okay, so I actually think it's a hot market. I think that in some cases, it might be actually helping smokers quit. So if you think about it, you know, this could be you're smoking 2.5 packs a day, you're cutting down, then you go to the e-cigarette to wean your nicotine receptors off and reteach them not to need and not to be filled up every single day, that could be a benefit for sure. But I think it might also be a gateway. Okay. I think it might be also a gateway to tobacco use. So let's say you've never smoked before and then you pick up the e-cigarettes, and it could act as, all right, well, what's the next thing from an e-cigarette? You go into real tobacco use. So I think that is a potential to actually promote smoking. And I think I would be especially worried about the younger people. I think that's extremely something that we need to work out and look out for, I should say, regarding these e-cigarettes. But I do think that regulation is going to be on the rise. I think they're going to try. But let me tell you, it's a hot market. It's an industry. It is, like I say about industries, there's a menopausal industry. It is marketed. It makes a profit. It's managed. You know it's an industry if you have those things about them. But what we still have to do is be very, you know, conscious consumers. We have to be able to understand, especially smokers out there, you have to be conscious about this product, because is it helping you or is it hurting you? I mean, I think that's a big, big question that you need to ask yourself, because as I said, these e-cigarettes are still full of things that are impure. They can be potentially toxic to, I think, the studies. We know a lot about the harm to the body of tobacco use, the impurities from tobacco use, the effects of tobacco use. I mean, there's indexed studies for decades. This is one thing we just don't know a lot about yet. But I got to tell you, when you got a study that says that the vapor that you're actually blowing out is full of organic volatile compounds, we got to knock them alive. That's what we got to keep doing. So watch out for those e-cigarettes. We are certainly not sure if it's benefit or risk. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Holly at Mindful Medicine. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, at Your Radio MD. That's Your Radio MD.